News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning. I'm Chris Conley with a web news update from WSAU, AM and FM, and WSAU.com. In central and eastern Wisconsin, 15 people have been arrested in the latest crackdown on child sex trafficking, and another Wausau man has been caught in this net of Operation Black Veil 2. Marathon County Sheriff Scott Park says the operation targeted online predators. They've been soliciting children for sexually explicit conduct, some of them being recruited through the Craigslist website.
It's not necessarily just Craigslist. It's actually just a number of different sites and various computer access that is conducted and the efforts made to locate individuals who are preying on our children.
Of the 16 total arrests, three came from central Wisconsin. The Marathon County Sheriff's Department and Wausau Police were involved. The trial of Jeffrey Trevino now into its second week in St. Paul, Minnesota. The jury heard more prosecution witnesses yesterday, as we hear from reporter Larry Lee.
The court heard from the Mall of America security guard who ticketed Kira Steger's white Chevy Cobalt for parking in the ramp too long. The guard and the tow truck driver gained access to the car. They found bloodstains and the bloodstained trunk liner that was tossed in the snow. St. Paul police investigators said they found bags, insurance cards, divorce papers, and Kira's social security card in the car. Kira Steger's store manager, Ryan Wendt, also testified that he had an affair with Steger. The court also saw surveillance video prosecutors claim shows Trevino buying gas and riding in a taxi after the crime, as prosecutors laid out their timeline of what they believe happened to Kira Steger. I'm Larry Lee, WSAU News.
From Vilas County, the Sheriff's Department says there was no foul play in the disappearance and death of Sandra Schnitke. Her remains were found in the woods by hunters last Friday. She was last seen April 2012 on Highway N near Saner. It's not clear why she went off the road and into the woods. Pieces of her clothing were discovered by hunters, and her body was located a short time later. Three men accused in a home invasion, robbery, assault, and high-speed chase were in court yesterday. They are 20-year-old Archie Bedell from Antigo, 18-year-old Lyndell Dale of Wausau, and 21-year-old Michael Hayes of Wausau. They're charged with resisting and obstructing officers. Dale is also facing a marijuana possession count. Hayes has several driving citations, and they're likely to face more serious charges in Portage County. Investigators say that they were likely involved in an armed robbery in Plover. A bill limiting the DNR's power over high-capacity wells is coming up for a Senate committee hearing. Environmental protection group Wisconsin Lakes is against the legislation. Their executive director, Michael Eggleston, says it'll encourage more high-capacity wells, and that would have an impact on water quality.
You go to a party, and they have a big bowl of punch, and the organizers don't take the time to look at how many people are coming up and getting glasses of punch. Eventually, the punch is going to run out. We're a ways from that in Wisconsin, but a lot closer than we'd like to think, and we're seeing it begin to impact the levels of lakes and the flow in rivers and streams.
A 2005 state Supreme Court ruling gave the DNR the final say over high-capacity wells. There should be plenty of cranberries for your upcoming holiday dinner. The 2013 harvest projections are in. This year's crop is looking as about the same size as last year. That's according to Ocean Spray in Wisconsin Rapids. They are the nation's largest cranberry producer. The global crop is expected to be just over 11.1 million barrels. Wisconsin is the biggest cranberry-producing state in the U.S. The deadly mall attack in Kenya is not over yet, despite reports that all hostages have been freed. Witnesses say a burst of gunfire was heard coming from the mall. Nearly 70 people killed there and 120 others wounded. There have been five Americans involved in that clash. The clash between the Kenya military forces and a Somali Islamic terror group is apparently ongoing. In addition to the gunfire, there was an explosion heard at the mall early Tuesday morning. Now let's check the Newsline 9 forecast. Here's meteorologist Justin Lowe.
Look for more sunny weather on the way for this Tuesday. A high of 69 and a southeast wind at 5 to 10. For tonight, clear and cool. Low down to 44 with light winds. More sunshine on Wednesday. A bit warmer. A high of 71 and a southeast wind at 5 to 10. On Thursday, sunny and very nice. A high of 73. On Friday, a little sun early, then increasing clouds late and a high of 76. I'm Newsline 9 meteorologist Justin Lowe on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Thank you, Justin. There is some scattered fog around this morning, and that's cutting down on visibility, so if you're driving, please use caution. If you'd like a forecast to your cell phone or portable device every morning, text the word weather to 39327, a service of the First Weber Group and WSAU.com. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.